Hello, 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 hello. It's your boy, Jan van Botgida. That's how they call me in the Burbs. And Kokasi, Bampita Jan van Botgida. I'm back again, man. I know I said the following episode will be about my experience in Cape Town, but I couldn't record that. So after I did that last episode, which was episode 13, I think. So after I did that episode, I tried recording and then my phone just went off. I didn't realize that my battery was low. So yeah, that's what happened. So I don't know. I think I'll still post it, but yeah, I'm not so sure about it because it happened a while back, but I still remember everything. So I don't know, man. I still think I'll post it because the weekend I'm going to talk about on that episode is the long weekend of the 24th of September, which was 2 months back now. So it was 2 months back because now we are in November. So today is the 1st of November, and then we went out from voting. I wanted to post this this episode today. So I was like, I wouldn't do that because somehow I felt like some people might listen to my podcast, and then after listening to my podcast being influenced somehow, I don't know, man. I don't even think I have that much power, but maybe listening to me might change your mind and then you might have wanted to vote for something else. So I wouldn't want to be a cause of you voting for a party I'm gonna tell you about. So yeah, what I've noticed today is that eventually Herman Mashaba was not available in my ward, so I had to vote for another party. I was kind of like I was fucked up about it because I really like Action SA. So yeah, that's just my view. So whatever I'm gonna say now, it's my views, and no one sponsored anything. I've seen on Twitter people are like, yeah, you are paid. It's like, guys, I'm a person too, and I live in South Africa too, guys. So there's no way I wouldn't talk about politics. And besides, politics affect your everyday life. They can change the rent value, they can change the petrol value, food value, just by politics. So if you're gonna ignore politics, in my view, I feel like you are stupid. It's your right to ignore them, but at the same time, you are choosing a stupid right. That's just my view on people who don't vote. Yes, you choose not to vote, but next thing you'll be the one complaining about load shedding. Like, you have no right to complain if you didn't vote. At least ask who vote. Like, it's fucked up because a lot of people don't vote, right? And then, it's a lot of people. So you might find out the fate of the country is actually being decided. Like, you get maybe 25 million people who register to vote, but at the same time, South Africa has a population of like probably we are on between 60 million to 65 now, but only like 25 million vote. And then out of that 25 million vote, you get probably 13 million people who vote. And then out of that 13 million who vote, you have those votes which are wasted. So, man, guys, it's just fucked up. So, yeah, I just announced on Twitter that I'm gonna be posting this episode tomorrow morning. So, yeah, hopefully everything goes well. I also wanted to post it on YouTube, so the YouTube is gonna take time, because what I do is that I post and then I go to my PC and then I download the episode and then I save it to my phone, and then after saving it to my phone, then I have to compile it, do it on the app that I have, and edit. And then after edit, I don't really edit, but I just add the pictures, Jan van Botgida talks, and then I just add them, and then yeah, and then after that everything becomes cool, and then I post. So that's what it is. So yeah, today's episode I'm actually gonna focus. It's been 5 minutes and I haven't even told you, but yeah, obviously I've started speaking about politics, so I just wanted to, I'm just gonna break it down, man. So I'm just gonna say my thoughts on the ANC, EFF, DA, and I think their biggest competitor now, which is new, it was Action SA. So all these other parties, I don't think they weigh much weight, but probably in their hometowns, because I saw Ntate Motsoeneng, the former CEO of SABC. I think in his hometown he might do a big impact, because he did say that he's going to push there, and then he told people that he works with Action. So he was once interviewed by Mr. Tsweu on Twitter Spaces, and then I've heard like how he talks. So sometimes that's how, I think that's how being a politician is. But seeing what he did at SABC and then seeing how he talks as a politician kind of gives you hope, like, okay, this guy might actually be onto something. He might actually want to change, might actually want to change the situation of his people, because they've been complaining about one thing, which is water and electricity. That's what could say the municipality of Maludiapofu in Kwakwa have been complaining about. Those are the only two things they've been complaining about. They haven't even started complaining about jobs. They've only started complaining about water and electricity, and it's been for years. So hey man, I don't know how it's going to work out, but hey, we'll just have to see how that one works out. So I think we're gonna start talking about the ANC. So guys, these these guys have been in power for the past 27 years, right? And everything that they've held died. After the ANC went into power, the factories were closed, right? Because they were owned by white people who thought maybe the country might head to the west. And then they closed their factories, and then they went out. And then they went out of the country. I think probably 2 years, 3 years later, they saw, oh wow, these things actually. So instead of ANC, like, this is what I always tell people, like, these guys, before they came into power, I don't think they knew they will ever be in power. Because I think there's something that Botha once said. He said, you can give them democracy and then they will still shit on it, or they won't handle it well, or something. He said something along those lines. And then it is happening now. They are proving him right. This is what I hate about it, because a white person said that thing years back, before they even got power. It was probably in the 80s, and then they got power, and now they are proving him right. Nothing is going like nothing is going as well. And this is what I think frustrates Thabo Mbeki a lot, because Thabo Mbeki, I don't think he likes these people who are corrupt. Like, you can tell, like, the anger in which he talks with, like, how he articulates himself. He even, I think he called them imikotoi. Like, we can't be allowed to be ruled by imikotoi. It was something from 2018, 2019. Like, he said, we can't be allowed to be ruled by imikotoi. So, hey, this thing frustrates him a lot. So, my view is that these guys, they never had a plan. Because if they had a plan, remember when apartheid was started, they had a plan, right? They had a plan on saying, okay, this is how we're going to situate our black people. This is the type of houses that we are going to give them. This is, we can give them this. So every time a black person needed something, they needed to go out of where they stay to town, and then after going to town, they needed to come back to the townships. So the townships, that's how they were created for black people. Hence, you go to Tembisa, people are compressed in one area, like there's no space. But when you go to houses in town, there's a space, there's even trees on the street. So it was planned, that thing. So I could say it was a more like they planned a geographical location for black people, right? The ANC, I don't think if this was someone seeing that, like, these guys, they planned this. And we're gonna come to the laws again. The laws which were created, they were created when black people were still oppressed. So instead of going back to the laws, I think they did go to the laws, because there was this law that if someone is in your property, you are able to shoot them. So they only went for laws which were could maybe oppress black people or could show white people being hateful to black people, but it's still your property. Now when you get, like, if I can find you inside my house, not even my yard now, inside my house, I'm gonna shoot you, right? And then after shooting you, they're gonna check you first if you were dangerous. I mean, if you were able to get into my house, it means you were dangerous. So I think those are the kind of only laws they checked into. But remember, the whole law thing was created for to benefit the other side, not everyone, right? So I don't think they checked those laws enough so that it would benefit every citizen, because they said we need to forgive each other and stuff, but at the same time we are still using laws and stuff. So this is my type of idea. Hence I'm saying the ANC, they didn't have a plan on what to do after they get power, because now everything is just going down the train. We have the train system. It was Metro Rail. I think even Metro Rail was better. They introduced Prasa, and then Prasa, when it came in, like Metro Rail, I'm 100% sure probably it was like the person who ran it was probably white, because he knew that cable is very valuable. So people would like, there used to be on the cable lines, there used to be guys with horses who used to guard the cable, right? The railway cables. So that's how they used to do, like that's what they used to do. But now Prasa came in. Prasa, remember the guy the guy who came in, and then he didn't even have a simple diploma. He said he had he actually said he had a PhD. They researched that, they said he was lying. He said, no, I have a diploma. He said he did it in VUT. I think it was a diploma, National Diploma in Engineering. They found out that was not even true. So he was like, the court is lying. I was like, this guy, the guts for you to even say the court is lying. So they didn't find his student number. He had nothing, actually. He just had nothing. So they made him, I think he was a CEO of Prasa, and then Prasa just started going down the train. So now you see there are no trains in most areas. The infrastructure has been fucked up. And then I hear Mbalula busy saying, we're going to fix it, we're going to fix it. I don't think that's going to happen. So yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, I think to cut it, like, since I'm talking about things that went down the train, like everything that they've held, it has went down the train. SAA is gonna be another example. They had to sell 51% shares of of SAA. I don't know, to whatever company. To whatever company that they sold it to. So. Gonna be SAA. Like, there are a lot of stuff, guys. Even I could just say, even like how towns used to be compared to now, like this road with ANC has just been a mess. So I don't know, man. You must be somehow for you to be voting ANC, like, especially as youth. I'm actually speaking to youth now. Old people, I get it. Like, I get it. Even my mom today was like, hey, I rather vote for these people who are not doing nothing. Like, I don't know what the ANC did. did to these old people, but I kind of like get it at the same time, man. Like, if you lived during apartheid and then you saw how harsh those conditions were, like, and then you have this party that rescued you from all of that, I would understand for old people. But now our youth is more like, we have more youth in South Africa, but they don't want to exercise their right. So hey guys, and one guy actually said by that, like, this thing of youth being ignorant to politics, right, it's going to bite us in the ass one day. So I really do believe that one day it's gonna bite us in the ass, and by the time it bites us in the ass, hey, I don't know what will happen, but we will be long gone. We will be long gone. It will be too late to fix the country. But yeah, so what I'm saying is, the ANC had 27 years to build something, but what they did, even the building, they started building RDPs. RDPs are the same things that the apartheid regime introduced, which is putting on all these people in one place. Like, it's fucked up. That's what they do. So they were still continuing the structure of the apartheid, and then they were not seeing it. Like, hence I'm saying we need more much. Like, when you build a community, at least start with the police department for that community. Start with the those guys, firefighters, and then after firefighters, because the community will need them. So it's police, firefighters, and then probably a clinic of their own. You can't build something and then a clinic is like 15 kilometers or 10 kilometers away. That's stupid. So hence I'm saying they didn't come in with a plan, and especially a geographical plan. No one had it in mind in the ANC. Some people, like, we have nurses, some nurses, they earn a lot. Like, a person earns enough money so that they can build a house for themselves, but they don't afford land. Why don't they just instead of giving RDPs only, they can also give out land. They buy land, they add toilets outside, and then they build tar roads, and then after building tar roads, everyone will be walking, like, yeah, and they build the tar roads, and then they just give you a stand, and then you just come in, build your house, and then stay comfortable. So these are the type of things that they should look at, but no one is looking at them. And then these are the type of things that they need to tackle themselves, but they're not tackling them. Because some people get RDPs, but a person has money. After they get that RDP, it's taxes money. Hey, it sounds like I said taxes. Hey, English, what are you doing to me? So that's what I'm saying. Like, some people, they come demolish the RDP, and then after demolishing the RDP, they build their own house that they wanted to build. And it's not like that person affords. Maybe that person has been saving money, but they've been saving money to build a house. They didn't save money to buy a stand. Stands are expensive, especially if you go into town. You're gonna find a stand costing like 460 something thousand, and that's probably the cheapest. I've never seen anything more expensive, actually less expensive, not more. So that's my issue with the ANC. That's what they've done. So they didn't have a plan, and this thing of theirs not having a plan going into power, it's showing now, because it's coming back to bite us in the ass. Because even in power, they do not put in people who are qualified. The public protector released some information about a certain municipality. It was only grade 11s and grade 12s. So it was only matriculants and grade 11s. So this thing of your of people giving positions because you're a comrade, it's also going to fuck up South Africa. I mean, it will be too late to fix. That's my problem with this thing. It's gonna be too late to fix, because it's been happening. It's damage after damage after damage. They cancelled Zuma got in scorpions were still busy after going after people, and then once they started going after him, he canceled them. So I'm not saying maybe he was whatever he did it, but those guys were working and people were always on their toes. You know, you're gonna have to, like, people needed to have qualifications for that. So there's nothing that they can do now. Because, like, I think it's fucked up now. Everything is fucked up. So if you don't have a plan, like, going into power, it's going to show. And now it's showing. 27 years later, it's showing. So it's been gradually happening. I've told people, like, corruption now, it's in our face. They don't even hide it anymore. And especially in Eastern Cape. Ijani straight. Izinja. Eastern Cape is Izinja. Eastern Cape, they chow money 99. That's what they do in Eastern Cape. They chow the money 99. You can tell, like, these guys, they are chowing money. They tell you, like, stadium, 15 million. But you can tell, too, it's like, come on, man. Those steals, blah, blah. These guys, they probably spent 700,000 here. But that's what's happening. So by the time people wake up, it will be too late. That's my only concern. And I wish when that happens, I would have enough money to leave this country. Because now it will be a shithole. I'll come back to visit for the graves and stuff. Here and there. Probably twice a year. Maybe May and then December. Again, I'll just come here to visit the grave site. But to be honest, yeah, it's fucked up. So, I think in conclusion, I think I'm done with the ANC now. I think in conclusion, I could say they didn't have a plan, and it's showing. That's what's wrong with the ANC. They didn't have a plan. And instead of cleaning themselves up, it's not too late, because those people, they've accumulated money. And then if you have accumulated money, it means, like, money is power, guys. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Money is power, and those guys who didn't deserve certain positions, they now have money. And once you have money, money is power. So I could say they are sort of like untouchable. That's what I'm gonna say. I could say they are now sort of like untouchable. So that's how it's going to continue. So now it's gonna be even harder. Like, you're gonna need a certain president that's going to come in, introduce an independent police station, I don't know, man, something to eradicate all this corruption, because it's not gonna stop. It's still continuing as I'm speaking now. It's still continuing. So yeah, that's it about the ANC. I think we need to jump to the EFF now. So the EFF is like less than 10 years old, right? So when they started, I just want to show you something. When the EFF started, it was speaking for South Africans. If you remember very well, when the EFF started, the EFF was speaking for South Africans. Malema was always speaking for South Africans, right? And then it continued. He was speaking for South Africans, telling you that petrol attendants need to... petrol attendants needs to earn like this certain amount. Domestic workers need to earn this certain amount. There will be a way in which. So he gained popularity. I could say the EFF gained popularity through that. He was speaking for black people in a way. And then he was touching on issues that black people are experiencing. So once a politician talks about issues which you are experiencing, I think that's when they start pulling you over. It's like, I don't worry, vote for us, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. It's fine. And then a lot of youth is unemployed, right? We've seen the stats. Probably like 130-something%. No, not even 30-something, 70-something%, if I'm not mistaken. So that's where the youth unemployment is now. And then you have Malema saying, open borders. So you see, when he said that, I lost hope. I was like, said, fuck it. Because I'm going to tell you something, even Mohammed Gaddafi, the great leader of, like, Akoksa is the bravest leader in Africa. When he did that, he changed Libya's state. He didn't start by welcoming other people. He changed the state of Libyans first, and then after they were fine, that's when he started saying, okay, as Africa, we need to do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So that's when he started approaching those issues. But your Malema is not doing that. He wants to already accommodate Africans in South Africa and tell them, ah, guys, you need to do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, open borders. Yes, it's fine, open borders. But remember, those countries you are saying open borders to, they have rebels, they have people who are dangerous, and then he's just not seeing that. Already South Africans are complaining. I've seen a lot of middle class people who goes into restaurants complaining, saying, hey, we are always being served by Zimbabweans, we are always being 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They hate that. They want to be served by South Africans. They hate it. And I don't think anyone cares. They don't want to listen to them. So the time when Malema said open borders, and then he told people, if you don't want to vote for us, it's fine, I'm gonna die for what I believe in, he lost a lot of votes. I think it was the national elections, and then he started plunging, because it was that thing that Malema used to speak and people used to listen, and I think he lost that. And I'm sad that no one in the EFF told him, like, I now you are losing the line. Because I don't want to lie to you guys, the EFF, I did like it. I won't lie to you, the EFF, I even voted for them in the last provincial and national elections. But the minute he said open borders, I was like, ah, fuck this guy. I was like, ah, fuck the EFF, man. No, I'm not gonna do that. So I just distanced myself from everything, looking for a party which will be able to speak. Hence, like I said. And then I think another problem is that people in South Africa, they love the party. They don't love whatever manifesto they are pushing. So if you like, I even tell people, like, if the ANC could start working and start talking or whatever for whatever I believe in, and I'll start voting for the ANC. So whatever party that's going to advocate for what I feel like they would be advocating for, then they have my vote. That's how I work. That's how I operate. I don't fall in love with the country. Yeah, not with the country. I don't fall in love with the party. That's what I wanted to say. So the EFF, it's fine. Their only issue is open borders. A lot of people hate that. And he's not seeing it. I don't know what's blinding him, or whatever deals he has with other African countries, or he's trying to gain their trust. If maybe something, I don't know what the hell he's doing, but that shit is not working out for the EFF. It's not working out for them, because they are also unemployed youth. And then people can't tell me that they are not unemployed. Like, they've been striking. Remember that incident in Cape Town? Happened on something like a Thursday. Who the hell goes in a bus to Cape Town on a Thursday just to go talk? So you see, like, it's something, it's, I don't know, man. Hey, I don't know, but this thing of open borders is the one that bothers me. This open borders thing, it bothers me a lot about the EFF. So hence they won't be getting my vote anytime soon. Until they change that. First, you need to fix, guys, I can't have a dirty house and then start inviting people to come live in my dirty house with me. I first need to clean my house, make it sparkle, and then after it sparkle, yeah, after it's sparkling clean, then I can start inviting people. Because if I invite you now and then my country is dirty, obvious, when you come into, you also gonna do it's like, it's dirty. So, it means dirty stuff is allowed, which is what's happening in South Africa. The police have been corrupt. They've been taking bribes. So when those foreigners who sell drugs, they come and then they give them a bribe and then they take it. Already, they're like, this is how they operate. So we first need to fix ourselves as a country by sending foreigners out. After we've become fine, everything will happen smoothly. I was watching Podcast and Chill today, and then they said something about filling in a form which was needed to be submitted, and then they gave it to this guy in South Africa. He just took it. And then they arrived in Ghana. When they started checking that thing, it didn't correspond. So that's the problem with it. So that's the problem, like, with this thing. Like, we need to fix our country first. I don't know what's happening with our people. Like, Paza shops went down, everything went down and stuff. Like, everything, like, the Paza economy, it went out. And then when you start speaking, your own people are telling you that you are jealous and stuff. But when you wait, like, yes, hey guys, it's a mess. It's a mess because there are parties of South Africans which speak for, foreigners. Like, foreigner is a visitor in a country and it shouldn't have any say in whatever happens in the country. I'm not saying they shouldn't have rights, but you shouldn't have a say on how the country needs to be run. If the country runs this way, you see, in USA, you always need, even their citizens, they always need to have an ID whenever they are driving and stuff. That's the law. The police car, they have a thing where they run your ID and then it can check whether you have a criminal record and stuff or you are clear. So that's what's happening. So that's the issue that I have with the EFF, is that they're advocating for immigrants. It's not even immigrants, they're advocating for illegal foreigners. Because if you say open borders, it means anyone can come in and then anyone can go. So where does that put South Africans at? Yes, South Africa is big enough for all of us, but the cities are limited. It's Joburg, which is probably like the most famous one, and then you have your Durban and stuff. And then you go to these cities, you find out like majority, they are foreigners dominated. You remember there was this time when what was happening? I think foreigners were striking, and then the SAPS tried to go distract them, and then they were chased away. That's how much power they have. So you guys need to think about that. This year, I think it was last year or 2019. I don't remember. This year, 2020, 2019, between those years, there was this time when these other people wanted to attack Nigerians, and the Nigerians, they had these bangers, they had this thing. There was too much at that point where South Africans went back. So that's how much power they have. It's because we have South Africans who speak for these people, even when they are doing illegal shit. So yeah. So hey, containing the EFF, I think that's the only issue. They are advocating for foreigners, and they not like, if you start talking about this, they first started talking about issues affecting the South African youth and all South Africans, right? It's fine. But then they started to diverge, and then once they started diverging, it just became game over for some of their followers. Because if you are a South African and then you think clearly, you wouldn't vote for such. I wouldn't vote for such. And I'm hoping wherever you are, whatever I've just mentioned, like, you wouldn't vote for such. These foreigners, they can say whatever they want, right? They can say whatever they want because there's a party that speaks for them. I was watching some leader in Ghana. He said, as a foreigner, you are not allowed to own property in Ghana, which makes sense. Why are you supposed to own property in a country that's not yours? So you're not supposed to own property. You can come and rent property, yes, it's fine. But now they are owning property, they are buying houses and stuff. So hey, So yeah, I think that's the issue we have with that one. And then I think the next one is gonna be the DA, Democratic Alliance. Yeah, those ones are just fucked up, man. They're just fucked up. But what's nice, I'm gonna talk about the nice part. What's nice is that they work. And then even their black leaders, whenever they are voted as a councillor or a mayor somewhere else, they work. They always deliver. So I could say in terms of work ethic, you can put them number one. And then I don't know about other parts, but here in the Val, I think the Mid Val, they were voted. Yeah, they were like, DA was voted there. And if you go to their towns, man, like, you get happy too. The roads are fine. I don't know, service delivery, the guys who come and collecting the beans, everything is fine. So it's just clean, like everything is perfect. Hence I'm saying they work, they do their job. You go to Three Rivers in the Val, the roads are fine, everything is fine. There are no issues at all. There are no issues, none whatsoever. So yeah, that's what's happening concerning the DA. So their downfall is that a lot of people still think, like, let me tell you something, guys, the DA does work. And even black people, whenever they are voted somewhere in the in the townships, they work, and you are able to see that these guys, they do deliver. But their problem is that they are leaders at the top. I'm saying now, people about at the top, they are the ones fucking up the image of the DA. And you can't talk about people on the floor, where else people at the top, they are the ones who make who call the calls, right? They're the ones who make the calls. So if they fuck up, just like the guy, he said whatever they did in Phoenix was right, and then they see them as heroes and stuff. Like in Phoenix, those guys, they were killing anyone who was black and then was in their neighborhood. They were attacking them, and then you come and say those people were heroes. So hence I'm saying the DA, okay, they are racist. We can't run away from that. But black leaders who are under the DA, whenever they working for a certain municipality, they deliver. They always deliver. So we can't run away from that they do deliver. And they deliver 100%. So the DA, their only issue, yeah, because I've been speaking about issues, and you need to remember that these are my thoughts, right? Their only issue in the DA is that people at the top, they are fucking up their image, and they seem to not be bothered by it. They fired Musi, and then Musi today was on a rampage on Twitter. It's like, you need to show them. So by him saying you need to show them, I feel like, I don't think he gets along with Malema. But he just said, do not vote for the ANC, do not vote for the DA. So your only options were like, either you vote for the EFF or Action SA. Which is really not bad if you think about it. It's actually not bad. So yeah, that's what that's what's happening. So my issue with the DA is that people at the top, they are the ones fucking up the DA's image. And then forgetting that at the ground, certain people do love the DA, even if they are black, because it works. So why would I vote for ANC just because Steyn Haynes or whatever his name is looks racist? So obviously people are going to continue voting for the DA, which is what's going to happen. So yeah, I could say the only DA's issue is their leaders, man. And these racial remarks they always do and stuff. they're always involved in a jive. That's the issue. They're always involved in a jive. So it shouldn't be like that. So now I think the DA leaders, it's white. So I don't blame black people who vote for the DA. It's because, like, let me tell you something, guys. A person is going to vote for what they see. So if the DA, I live in a neighborhood ran by the DA, and I see everything is running smoothly, like, why the hell do you think I'm going to care about, not say, like, as a person, like, put yourself in that someone's shoes. Why would they care about what happened in Phoenix? It doesn't involve them. Yes, it does involve you because you are black and whatever that was happening there. And then if the DA fucks it up and then starts, because, like, the issue here is the name that DA. So it's like the same thing, but they are not all the same. But you can get trialed, you can get backlash because the name is the same. And then you stand for the same thing. And then, but where else in your neighborhood the DA does there, treats you guys well, everything is just running smoothly. So that's the issue. You see? That's the issue. So yeah, man, I don't know how to look at this. Yeah, I really don't know. So yeah, the DA people at the top, they are fucking up the image and they are not even realizing it. I don't know who they are trying to please, because if you can tell me that they are trying to please the white people, then they fucked up, because those are the minority. So maybe they want to please the white people so that they cannot lose Cape Town, which is where they always dominate, because Cape Town is mostly white dominated. So, hey, I don't know, man. And I'm 100% sure there are some people in Cape Town who vote for the DA because they can see it works for them. It works for them. Even black people who stay in the neighborhood of Phoenix, probably it also works for them. So, yeah, I think that's going to be my view on that. So, I'd say, yeah, like I said, the DA people at the top, they are fucking up the image. Sometimes they just keep quiet, man. You don't have to comment on everything. Just keep quiet. Let it pass. And then I think the last one will be Action SA. So, this is why, I'm going to tell you straight up, this is why Action SA became popular. So all these other parties, they are running away from speaking about illegal immigrants, right? They are running away from that. They are all running away from that. But Action SA is speaking about that. So that's number one. Like, he saw that no one talks about this, and then so Herman Mashaba was like, I'm going to speak about it. So he doesn't like them. He doesn't like illegal immigrants. So people are afraid to speak on that. I don't know why was the issue. But Herman Mashaba was like, I'm going to speak against this. So guys, hey, I don't know, Mina, what's happening. But that shouldn't be the case. Honestly, that shouldn't be the case. South Africans, whenever they talk, already they were telling him that he's xenophobic. This is the word that they always use whenever South Africans start speaking up. Even the media on its own. And then I could tell why the media is doing this. It's because your FNB was started in South Africa, but it branched out to Swaziland. They have FNB. Nigeria, they have your MTN. Ghana, they have your ShopRite and stuff. All those are South African companies. So I could say South Africa, they are selling us out because of these big corporations. And then they do have a huge chunk of money, but no one is allowed to say. I wouldn't be surprised if Malema is if the EFF, not him specifically, I wouldn't be surprised if the EFF gets funding from FNB ShopRite or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised, because they are out in those countries. Hence, these guys, they feel a need to speak for those people whenever they come into South Africa to do whatever they like. So Herman Mashaba is not even xenophobic. He's saying we need to deal with illegal immigrants. So if you are illegal, go back home. And then after going back home, come back legally. And then after you've came legally, right? After you've came legally, then obey our laws. That's it. That's all we need. That's all we need from all foreigners. Now I'm going to say foreigners, because if I say foreigners, just know that I'm talking about the legal ones. But that's all we need from foreigners. I saw this other guy. He said this Zimbabwean he works with at his job, the guy started not talking to him because he started wearing a Action SA t-shirt. I was like, you see, they're even feeling entitled to South Africa. That's the problem. Whenever you give them more power, they feel entitled to South Africa. They feel until they're going to start their own party. Who knows? Next elections, next national elections, you might get a Nigerian party. And no one would say shit about it. So we just need, like, South Africa's issue right now, you need to uproot the corruption. Because this corruption is the one, is like, I think is the one that's making everything possible. Even for foreigners. Police don't do their jobs. You're supposed to check. They have people on their databases who have been here probably since for 20 years. They came in legally, but they never left to go back home. So that's the issue that we have as South Africans. But yeah, Action SA, I don't want to lie to you guys. It's going to grow. As long as Herman Mashaba keeps on speaking on this issue of foreigners, which South Africans are facing. And then, like, we are facing it everywhere. In the townships, have these foreigners' shops. Your Somalians, they are all over. You go to town, Nigerians, they are all over. And then, I don't know where else can you find them, but you know where you find them, where, in whatever area you stay at, they are all over. So that's the issue. And then I saw this other chick, it's Samke on Twitter. She said they don't want, like, these South Africans, they also don't want to rent out, like, spaces, building spaces to South Africans. But whenever a foreigner comes in, they are able to rent them out. So that's the issue too. That's the issue. And I love what Herman Mashaba said. He said, if your business is not going to hire South Africans, it's going to be closed. Simple. I mean, who is it benefiting? It's only benefiting you, Mus. So if you want to hire people who don't pay tax, then it's not benefiting the country. It's only going to benefit you. So you need to be fired in your own country. Fired in your own business. You can't operate until you hire South Africans. So my views on Action SA, whether people like it or not, he touches on issues that South Africans are facing every day, which is illegal foreigners and foreigners at large. Like, so if he continues touching on those issues, Action SA is going to grow. It was even trending today. No one saw that one coming. It was trending number 2 and EFF was trending number 5. So you can imagine. It was elections 2021 and then it was vote Action SA. It was it Action SA that was trending. I don't remember. Yeah, it was vote Action SA. Then it was some other hashtag. Yo, it was Footek ANC. Okay, I started that, but it was a long time ago. And then it was Footek ANC. And then it was, yeah, the last one. It was vote EFF. So Action SA was actually a very, very tough competition. And then what's nice about it is that he was a mayor of DA. People of Johannesburg, they saw what he did. And then that's why they were happy about him. And then I think that's why they're still going to continue with it. So, yeah, those are my views on today's elections. 1st of November. 1st of November 2021. So yeah, those are my views. And then like I said, I didn't want to record this episode yesterday because I felt like I was gonna influence people in somehow. I wouldn't want to do that. The person needs to vote for whatever they wanted to vote for. Even I wanted to vote for Action SA, but it was not available in my ward, so I had to go for another alternative. And it's definitely not EFF, it's definitely not DA, it's definitely not ANC. So I voted for another party. So yeah, I think I'm done. I've been speaking for 50 minutes straight. Shit. Yeah, but I think I'm done. If you're listening to this in the morning, enjoy the rest of your day. If you'll be listening to it at night, enjoy your sleep after listening to it. Or if my voice, because I was once told that I have a meditating voice. My voice is actually meditateful. I don't know if that's a word or not. Yeah. Enjoy your sleep, and then if you are listening to it in the afternoon, and then just enjoy the rest of your day, or half of your day, or whatever you're gonna call it. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this was your boy Jan van Potgieter, and I'd like to say goodbye, 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 peace.